Then let's start. This session is about stream analytics, Azure Stream Analytics, the real-time processing service that is offered from Microsoft as part of the Azure services that you are able to use. Initially, it will be good to ask you, do you have any experience with Azure Stream Analytics?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good. So we will see, probably we will have interesting interaction, because in general I predicted one short part about introduction, but it depends on the auditory. We can spend more time on details or on demos, of course. So this presentation is from one side on Azure Stream Analytics and from another side on real-time solutions like Internet of Things systems. Actually, I'm glad that I also use Stream Analytics in my company as part of this kind of emergency solutions, part of IoT solutions, specific IoT solutions. So we have some kind of experience and hope that, of course, we will share some interesting ideas about this service and to have one good overview also. Probably some of you attended to the session yesterday, but I will say some words about me. My name is Mihail Matev, I'm from Bulgaria, and actually my background is mostly from the development side. I work on Azure solutions from 5 to 6 years, and most 2 years mostly on Internet of Things solutions. So exactly, Azure Stream Analytics is a very appropriate service for this kind of solutions. We discussed a little bit earlier here with some guys, but I'm not sure if you heard about this, and I will ask you a question. Do you know exactly something similar to Azure Stream Analytics that Microsoft proposed in the past a solution on premises? Yeah, exactly. And what was the case with Stream Insight? Is there something that was a little bit difficult to be implemented regarding to this service? Actually, scaling. Scaling was the case that on premises was not so easy to implement, because Stream Insight was not designed in this way to be easy to scale this kind of functionality. It was, of course, on the data stack, and was predicted to work with SQL Server. So the idea of this presentation is to have, as I mentioned, some introduction. I will try to skip some boring parts, depending on, of course, your experience and preferences. Some key features, advantages that you are able to get from the business and technical point of view, of course, scenarios, and some practical examples. This is the most important that I predicted for this session. So, in general, usually it is very common case to need some kind of service that is able to process your data at real time. That means to make some transformations and to be possible to use, to consume this transformed data from some client devices. This is something that could be part of many different solutions. Of course, if we have appropriate service or another approach to use it. So, from another side, Azure Stream Analytics is realized like software as a service. That means, unfortunately, we are not able for now to use it on premises. In the morning, there was also one presentation on Azure Stack. It is not possible for now also to use it for this kind of implementations. I'm not quite sure if there are some plans to be possible to use it. I suppose that we'll be able soon to share some information, but for now I'm not very well prepared. I mean that I don't know about plans in short term this service to be available on premises. From another side, Azure Stream Analytics has a quite good performance. That means you are able, as I will show a little bit later, to have a very fast response, to have no latency, small latency. It is not possible to have no latency, of course. And from another side, if you need to stop and start some jobs, these activities are quite fast using this service. So, from another side, it is good that you are not involved in maintenance of this service. That means you have no need to do anything. You are even not in position that you need to make some development. It is possible to integrate it in your solutions only with some simple administration work via Azure Management Portal, but of course it is also possible to use REST interface to manage these services. Most of the examples that we will see are of course via Management Portal. So, what we have in there? Usually we have some kind of information that comes from different devices. It is the most common case when you need to transform this data from different client devices to be possible this data to be presented in appropriate way and of course to have some kind of projection of this data and to have some kind of aggregation that will be very useful for real-time monitoring and some kind of not very sophisticated analysis. We will see a little bit later that we can do, of course, much more, but this is something like the most common case. Usually, we have some kind of messaging mechanism to be possible to send this information to Azure Stream Analytics. And you can consume it from different kind of client services, different kind of database engines, different kind of storages, and of course Power BI. With Power BI, the case is related also with some demos, and we will see at the end of this presentation demos that of course are part of very common cases that you can include in real-time solutions. Probably also some of you know this kind of schema from Microsoft about IoT components, and especially this is a more detailed explanation of the previous picture. That means you just need to have input and you need to have output and some kind of processing. This part of IoT stack is exactly related to Azure Stream Analytics. Now I have a question. How you think we can implement solutions in Azure without Azure Stream Analytics? I mean, to have some kind of real-time processing. What is the, how to put it, old-fashioned way or common approach to have something, some kind of functionality that collect your data, make some transformation and send it to another service. In the past, usually for this, it was expected to implement it with worker roles. I didn't ask you what is mostly your background, developers, data platform, infrastructure. So, if you are a developer, we are on the same page. I mean that otherwise, probably, I need to consider especially to use different explanation for some details. But as I mentioned, the most common approach is to have worker roles. But if you have worker roles, you will have not so effective solutions because from one side, you need to have all logic of reading of your messages from some kind of queue or doesn't matter how which kind of messaging service. I mean, it is possible to be queue storage, it is possible to be event hub, it is possible, of course, to be IoT hub. And after that, to send this already processed information in specific output, of course, different service. Well, it is not a rocket science, but you need to implement it. And you need to put there your own logic. And actually, in the past, we had this kind of solution. And we also used some kind of, not exactly business rules, but some kind of predefined queries that you are able to write somewhere and your services to get this information and regarding to these settings to update the logic of processing. It is very common. Well, now, of course, you are able in the with the modern concept to make something quite similar and better like architecture using microservices. But you have no need of this, of course, if you have already implemented solution with Azure Stream Analytics. That's the main case. As I mentioned, we had solution not very good, not so reliable, with additional effort to be implemented, a longer time for development, but in general it also can work. So you are able to see, we'll talk a little bit later, different schemas. This is probably a little bit darker about the position of Stream Analytics and possible output to almost all storages. Another thing that I like to mention is that Azure is a moving target. That means situation that we have now with specific service is actual for short term, but probably long term Microsoft will add also other feature, other services. And the most tricky thing when we design cloud solutions, doesn't matter Azure or another competitive platform, is to predict the right services and also to have information, if it is possible, about the roadmap of the vendor, how these services will be changed in the future. So it is something that I want to mention to say again that really after 1 year, probably if we discuss again about Azure Stream Analytics, story can be different. So I added one schema, probably a little bit more complicated, with all things that we need to add if you are in position to implement own real-time analysis solution. Well, you need to consider, of course, infrastructure if it is not in the cloud. You need to implement your solution. As I mentioned, we did it using worker roles and some additional logic. You need also to integrate your solution, to think about input, output, and all these things. But it is something that probably we need to know more if Azure Stream Analytics cover your cases. Frankly, for our experience, Azure Stream Analytics covers almost all cases with some specific things that we will talk a little bit later also. The good thing is also that you are able to write simple queries using SQL-like syntax. It is something that guys who work with data based management systems like, and of course, if you are familiar also with JSON and document oriented databases, internally in this service these messages are realized by default like JSON documents. So for example, if you have experience with service like DocumentDB, it will be very familiar for you to write the queries because these queries are very, very similar. So scalability is the main feature that as we discussed in the past regarding to the streaming site service, we had as an issue to process real-time analysis for some solutions, because there are some tricky things when you have multiple inputs, multiple outputs, and you need to make some logic to scale your services. Here we will see that again there are some rules, but consider these rules, it will be not so difficult to scale your service. I already discussed that reliability of this service is very good. I mean that we had no case when this service is down, especially, I mean, Azure Stream Analytics. You are able to reach some limits, but of course that's the case where you need to consider scaling. It is something that in general is questioned mostly on architecture, not on reliability. And of course, it is possible, as I mentioned, to very fast to shut down this service, to run again this service, instances of this service, something that we will see a little bit later. When we have data transformations, very often we have a case when our logic depends on already processed data. I mean, you are able to have some kind of analysis that is based on the statistics that you already have. Usually, to implement this with Azure Stream Analytics, we use this feature named reference data. Reference data is a static data that is not so often updated, we will see, and this data is placed in blob storage. The classic approach is if you have in some kind of storage already processed data, even with Azure Data Factory or with custom implementation, to update this reference data per a specific period of time and to be possible to include this in your logic. I have a little bit synthetic samples here for this because it will be a little bit more complicated to run everything only for stream analytics. I mean, not too complicated, but I will have dependency on Azure Data Factory and other things, but I will show you how to use reference data. Also, something that I discussed with some of you last days is that there is some kind of consideration. Many people also think about real-time analysis regarding to the Azure components, but all other things that you can see, like machine learning, Stream Insight, etc., they are not able to make this kind of fast real-time analysis. They are able, based on the already processed and analyzed data, to make prediction in real time, but not real-time analysis. That is the small difference that probably is good to consider. I will try to skip some not so important details, but of course, to mention some good things. Usually when you scale your Azure Stream Analytics, you are able to have a different number of partitions, and usually if you are not in position to need scaling, it is enough to have 25 this kind of low budget solution that is $25 per month. Well, we will see that it is related to one foggy unit named Stream Stream Unit. I will show it a little bit later. Well, we have, using SQL-like syntax, standard operations, standard especially from my point of view, like projections, filtering, aggregations, joining. That is good, and we will see, of course, these details. It is also possible to check for some errors even standard instruments in the Azure Management Portal. You have quite good monitoring of your Azure Stream Analytics job with a very short delay in the demonstrated statistics from the real processed data, with a few seconds probably. And we will see this, of course, in our practical demos. This is the schema where we have reference data, we have different inputs, and we have, of course, different output. The standard operations in general are transformation that we already discussed, enrichment. Enrichment for us is when you have some kind of devices that send data. What is the case usually if you have many devices with, for example, 3G connection or some kind of Wi-Fi connection, and they need to send a very short interval of time some kind of data? You need to optimize your traffic, because depending on situation, well, sometimes it is a case when you have a lot of data. Another option is to have remote devices that are based on 3G connection that could be good but not so good. And usually these messages are simplified with some codes that explain what is behind the code, like additional information. And when you receive these messages, you need to update these messages with metadata to make it readable. This kind of process we name enrichment. In this case, for example, you have some codes, and you can replace these codes with descriptive information or to have some related information, so your process data will be enriched and will be easy for understanding for different reports, of course. And of course, you can have some kind of correlation regarding to already processed data and etc. In general, this is the same schema. You have inputs, you have outputs, and we will see, of course, that ingestion, process of ingestion, have some details. I will skip here some not so important details, but about inputs, it is good to know that there are only several options. From one side, you are able to have streaming data as input. That means you have event hubs, IoT hubs, like messaging mechanism, and all other possible inputs need to be used via storage, via blob storage. That's the case, but really it is doable, because when you save your data in storage, in blob storage, you have usually timestamp, and it is possible Azure Stream Analytics to process data, ordering this messaging via this timestamp. That is quite good. Also, there are some of course limitations regarding to the size of reference data. It is expected that this reference data is not so big as amount of information, and you have this limitation. About internal formats, JSON, CSV, Avro, do you know from where is the last one? Yes, from Hadoop, yes, exactly. So, of course, it is possible to use together different solutions, but in these formats are mostly because these kind of formats are very, very popular when you exchange some kind of messages. As I mentioned, this service is not expensive regarding to most of other Microsoft services. If you have an IoT solution, for example, Azure Stream Analytics is one of the cheapest components. Of course, it is not comparable to some kind of cheap storages like blob storage, because it is totally different, but related to services that do some real processing, it is quite cheap. And here we can say some words about so-named stream units. So, this is the main metrics that you can use, but as other similar units in the cloud services, it is not very clear exactly what is behind, because description is, well, computing capacity that you need for maximum throughput of 1 megabyte per second of messages, but it is also something that is partially related to the messages, how is organized information in the messages. So it is something that you give you opportunity just to compare different tiers when you need to have some kind of scaling and similar stuff. Well, here is something that I didn't change. Stream Analytics has a quota of 50 streaming units per region. So if you have Azure account, you are able to have job services that are up to 50 streaming units for this Azure subscription. If you need to have more more throughput, you are able on demand to ask Microsoft for this, or of course to use more subscriptions. That is probably not so effective to mix different subscriptions. So the prices that based on these prices, I already explained that it is around $25 per month for one streaming unit. And also, in this presentation, there is something that I explain, like complex event processing. Complex event processing is actually the case that we have when we use Azure Stream Analytics. And just a few words about this. Of course, because when you have this kind of methods that let you be able to track and analyze some streams and information, you have, of course, some things that are important. From one side, often you have multiple data sources, and from another side, you need to have some kind of analysis that are able to give you some decisions of sophisticated cases. That is the most important when we have event processing. And in all cases, we need to have, from one side, messages or events, we need to have cases, we need to solve some exceptional conditions. That means if there are some thresholds, we need some kind to react to this, and we need to have, of course, some kind of analysis to have solutions for to find threats, for example, or some opportunities in specific situation. Everything is related to implementation that we have, different inputs, more than one, opportunity to have analysis via queries, and of course different outputs. So let's see how we are able to do that, because until now I explained mostly about Azure Stream Analytics and what is good, what is not good, but let's see what is most interesting from the implementation side. From one side, as I mentioned, we have this kind of inputs like streams, and these inputs cover all practical cases because of the last thing. From another side, we have, as I mentioned, reference data, and you can see this kind of schema when, for example, you are able to have some kind of correlation using reference data. You can have output, you can have job, Stream Analytics job, that is instance of Stream Analytics service. You are able to have reference data and to synchronize this data. Let's see what happens with our events. When your messages come to your service, there is additional information that will be assigned for these messages, because you have internal need to have this information about blobs, about messaging service like Event Hub, and partitioning, of course. From another side, the most popular is to have such kind of easy to implement IoT solutions with Event Hubs. Do you have experience with Event Hub? Somehow? Do you like it? And what is the difference between Event Hub and IoT Hub?
I don't use IoT Hub, but I know that Event Hub are much cheaper than normal.
Yes. Event Hub is optimized implementation of service bus that is especially designed for huge amount of messages, relatively simple messages, and you are able to have services that can send these messages and also consumers of these messages. But here is the case that it is not possible regarding this mechanism to have authentication of each device. When you have these kind of solutions, usually you consume data from different devices and you need to add your own logic for authentication of each device, and it is additional effort. From another side, IoT Hub also offers additional mechanism for security and support of MQP protocol that is very popular for IoT solutions. But with few words, IoT Hub is a solution that includes Event Hub with several additional functionalities, but on the very high price. So if you want to have relative cheap solution, it is possible to implement your own solution, including Event Hub and some additional work for development. But if you need to prototype very fast some kind of emergency solution with notification and authentication of the devices, in this case, IoT Hub is very appropriate. Well, as I mentioned, easy to use, but on the very high price. So it is something under consideration. We already discussed about blobs. It is a classical approach. And we will see, for those of you who have not experience, when you need to choose for input data stream, that means streaming data, these options, it is not in preview already, are available. For the output, you have more and more options. Even Power BI is already not in preview, but I did a few months ago these screenshots and need to update it. So, let's see, after this reminder for streaming units, how to configure our service and how we need to make this service scalable. Do you have those of you who have some experience with Azure Stream Analytics, do you have some experience with scaling?
I'm using only one streaming unit, and that's more than enough.
Like for most of cases, yes.
200,000 per minute.
Yes, for most of cases, if you have not a huge amount of information, it is more than enough. That's true, and we also had no this case until we try to work on a solution for industrial automation, where from a lot of product lines, different devices send several messages per second, and you have several plans. For example, in this kind of solutions, of course, you already need to have a little bit additional consideration about the scaling. So, what we need to consider about this kind of streaming units that we use to explain scaling. Using working practically in the portal, it is relatively simple, but let's go a little bit deeper under the hood and to see how we are able to configure these streaming units. Of course, it is not the only one thing that is specific, but from another side, it is good to know about these details, of course. So, to have more streaming units, you need to partition specific step of your analysis. Your analysis can be on several steps. What means on several steps? You are able to have, for example, initial processing and to use on the next step result of the first initial processing, and to have 2-3 more steps, of course, if it is reasonable. And it is possible to have up to 6 streaming units per partition. So from another side, to be possible to use this scaling, you need to have some kind of partition key. It is normal for all kinds of solutions when you need to scale, and behind the stage you have of course different computers. It is the same with table storage and all other things that we need. So this is the most important to consider, that for scaling we need to have such kind of key. So depending on different input, you also need to consider that you need to have, for example, for event heads, you need to have a specific property that is used as partition key, and this property need to be, of course, used in your queries. Well, let's see how it is possible. As I mentioned, if we have multiple steps in your analysis, you are able to make partitioning for different steps, but you need to use the same key. That means otherwise your logic will be broken and it will be not possible, Azure Stream Analytics, to recognize from which input your data will be stored in specific partition of the output. The most important case is you have input, you have output, processing, and to have the right logic, to have correct data regarding to the partitioning from output and via processing to save this data in the output. Otherwise, this scaling doesn't work. And well, let's see how it works. Of course, when you have output, you also need to consider, of course, partitioning. If you have messaging mechanism, it is possible. If you have blob, you have no need to make anything, because blob storage internally will manage this. But for other event oriented services, you need to consider this. And well, there is such kind of examples when you have different number of input partitions and output partitions. For example, if you have event hubs, you need to have the same number input and output partitions. You need to configure this, otherwise it will be not possible to have properly processed data. If you have blob output, of course you are able to use event hubs with partitioning, and also your input blob can be also regarding to the some partitioned logic with partition key. It is possible also if you have blob input and event hubs like output to have the such kind of logic. Well, if we have some kind of query, we will see queries, of course. We have 10 to 15 minutes, enough for demos. So if we have such kind of query that it is possible to have partitioning, for example, like here, you have selection from your input, and you need to mention partitioning by this key. That is the most important. Well, if you have, for example, partitioning of the input, and you have some kind of grouping, of course you need to use also in grouping this partition key. That is important. If you have several steps, situation is that you need to have the same partition keys for different steps. Steps means with specific output you are able to make processing, and after that in the next step you are able to use from this output from the first step everything that is processed like part of the logic. So that is in general the most important regarding to the partitions. And for example, you can see this kind of practical explanation. For example, if you have a query with one step and this step is not partitioned, it is possible to have up to 6 streaming units. If this step is partitioned by 3, it is possible to have 18. Well, if you have many steps, not partitions, again 6. If you have several steps and one of the steps is partitioned, this step can be scaled by 6, and not partitioned will have up to 6 streaming units. It is something that is good to know. Also some limitations about Azure Stream Analytics. These limitations are not very restrictive. I mean that you are able to have very good solutions using Azure Stream Analytics inside these limitations. As I mentioned, number of streaming units, 50 by default per region, but you can ask Microsoft. Throughput by streaming unit. Well, you are able to reach some limit, but you can negotiate increasing the limit of streaming units. Number of inputs, that means different streams that you can consume for your processing, up to 60. More than enough. Number of outputs, up to 60. Also, more than enough. Number of functions. It is possible in Azure Stream Analytics to use functions from machine learning. Actually, I have no this kind of example. Did you try machine learning functions?
Not yet. And right now, I'm rather going to do that via Azure SQL, because you can hook up your function to
understand. SQL. Understand. Okay. Well. to have, of course, integration with SQL, it is a very popular case, but we will discuss a little bit later. So, some things about queries. Usually, I already started probably a little bit in advance. Probably I needed to explain some things about queries, but yes, I say some words about queries regarding to the scaling. Usually you need to make some kind of selection from your input to make some kind of grouping, and if you have need to write these results to specific outputs, it is also more than one, you need to mention these outputs. About the query language, I will have no time to explain more details, but The most used cases are, for example, if you have some data and you need to make some kind of projection, that means from the whole data to present some flat projection of only part of the data. For example, you can have selections and to have some kind of logic regarding to your selection. I mean to make some kind of transformation with arithmetical operations or something similar. Where clause, of course, to filter messages. And one of the most important thing in Azure Stream Analytics, like approach to make queries, is so named windowing functions. There are three types of windowing functions: tumbling windows, sliding windows, and hopping windows. Do you have experience with all of this?
We are using sliding windows most of the time.
Okay, I will explain some things. In general, it was predicted that tumbling windows will be the most used, but of course it depends on your logic. Tumbling windows present specific equal intervals of time, and you are able to make aggregation for this interval of time, but each next interval starts from the end of the previous interval, and you are not able to have different size of the windows and to have some gaps or overlapping. We will see then other two types of windowing function after a few slides. Of course, you have most of well-known in SQL functions for aggregations, casting, and also you are able to have some internal properties in your queries, like time that is used for receiving and managing of your messages. Well, we are back to the windowing functions. I already explained about tumbling windows. You need, when you have aggregation using tumbling windows, just to mention the unit, because it is possible to be second, minute, hour, and size. But we are able to have, of course, different kind of windowing functions. Hopping window, what means this? In hopping window, you are able to have different size of the window and also different offset. And in this case, to cover very different cases. Well, in general, you will say hopping window covers everything, but it is not very convenient if you have some kind of conditions, for example, that will let you to have different position of the windows with the same size, but regarding to specific conditions. That is the reason to use sliding windows. As you can see here, you can have, for example, heading clause to add some conditions and to have this aggregation only if specific condition is satisfied. In other cases, you will be not able to make this aggregation, and you are able to have, of course, regarding to this logic, intervals that start from different positions, but you don't have no need to care on this position because you have conditions that will analyze exactly the correct grouping. Well, it is possible to use joins, as I mentioned, and to have input from different streams and to have, based on these different inputs, some kind of common logic. That means, for example, you are able to receive specific information from devices from some kind of messaging service, and to have other information that you can receive from other devices, but I mean streaming information. Reference data is something different. Doesn't matter that we are able also to use this approach. I'm just mentioning that this is different. And if we have, of course, reference data, it is possible to make joins again, but reference data is only one per Azure Stream Analytics job. As I mentioned, job is the term that is used also in some other services to mention instance of your service. We are at least almost done. I will demonstrate demos after a few seconds. Here are samples for multiple outputs. If you have many steps, it is the example how you can reuse already processed information from the previous step, and it will be available in our slide, in this slide that I will give to the organizers, of course. Some things that probably you difficult can do with Azure Stream Analytics. If you have need to send some information and to have immediately response, there will be a small lag because it is messaging mechanism. So if you need for the part of the second to send information and to receive again process information, probably there will be a short delay. And for some cutting edges, it is something that probably will not fit in your cases. So just is good to know. We had this kind of solutions, and of course, when we need, for example, to have a very prompt response, it is better to have some kind of service in Azure with some kind of very fast storage, some kind of caching, and just to have this simple calculation to send immediately back your processed information. And but in the same time, for the whole data, it is possible again to use Azure Stream Analytics to process whole data and to use all the process after Stream Analytics data for such kind of reports and analysis. This is something like information about IoT solutions, and it is a little bit more specific. I will skip it in general. Now demos. For a few seconds, demos, because we are at the end of the presentation. I will show you IoT solution, but because I travel and I was not sure if everything will work with physical device, I just virtualized one IoT device with Windows IoT Core. So probably for some of you it is well known, probably for others it's not well known. Do you have experience with Windows IoT Core? Yes, okay. Well, you know that there are some good tools. It is possible to monitor your devices, and if these devices are in the internal network, it is possible to see all your devices in the internal network. So, regarding to specific cases, of course, you can write different kinds of applications. By default, applications for IoT solutions are implemented in this way to be started when your application start to work. In this case, because of the demo, I just use Universal App that I implemented with Visual Studio The example is also here, and it is mostly for demonstration. Usually, as I mentioned, you have no need to of UI, but I will demonstrate that this device will start to generate some kind of simple messages for the wind speed. I added several seconds, probably 4 or 5 seconds like interval. To be possible to demonstrate that it works, I will run a simple example that reads messages, in this case, from the IoT hub. It should be, yes, it is because Zoomit gives momentum picture. It is possible to start to receive these messages. Well, let's see what happens with Azure Stream Analytics. Actually, I will go back to the management portal. Azure Stream Analytics was migrated a little bit later in the new portal, and probably that's the reason, especially for me, to have this kind of habit to use mostly the traditional Azure management portal. And I have several different jobs. We will see if we have time, of course, about how to start job, but the most important is to demonstrate that we are able to have inputs. If I need to add more inputs, I need to stop this service. It is not possible when the service is working to add more inputs. We have output in Power BI. Well, if we go, we have deeper, we have in this output the exact data set that is used here. And you will see the examples, because I will give to organizers also the examples. We have also examples with blob storage and reference data also. I think that the input here is reference data. Yes, it is also in blob storage. I'm just trying to be not so time consuming. That's the reason to continue with the real work. And after that, if we finish with the session, we can continue with some details. Usually, if you have queries, you have something like this kind of SQL code. In this case, I have two different SQL expressions because of the two inputs. For each input, you need to have select something into, and into will show your output. So, I think that until now it is clear. Let's go to the Power BI Pro and to try to make some live report. This was live, but I did filtering based on the time interval, and that's the reason now to create again one more, because otherwise I need to change the time interval. It is also doable, but probably not so effective. Just to go back and to clarify that our output is the right data set, IoT data set. Let's go to the another one, IoT data set again. Okay, it should work, but with yes, don't save. It is the right data set. You need to add for real-time reports line chart. Do you have experience? Probably yes, with real-time reports. It is just more attractive. We can, of course, create different kind of reports. And we need to add some kind of charts. So now this strange case is because we I did this sample and stop for specific period of times, of course, services and not services, the input and messaging simulator, and we have no for specific period of time messages. But let's see one now how we can filter this. From one side, we have one device, so I am able to filter. Let's show you here in filtering this device, just to have simpler explanation. After that, so there is the time where your message is processed, and the basic filtering, if you have experience, means you are able from the list of all messages, the list is very big, to select some of messages that you want to see. But if we have advanced filtering, we are able to make this interval, I will show you again, to make this interval appropriate for our needs. Let's consider this generator use GMT time without daylight saving. That means I need to consider, especially the sample is with this kind of time, that the time will be shifted with 2 hours earlier. Now it is almost 5. Let's make it almost 3. That means, for example, date 4th of October, and it will be 2:50 p.m. And from another side, we can say that it is before 4th of October, 4th of April. Interesting, just the date. So October 4th, and to choose time, for example, 4 p.m. That will be probably applicable time. Apply filter. Let's see. It looks like something that we can understand. This is the time, and you are able to say, well, pin your report, demo 04, the new dashboard, for example. Let's go to this dashboard and let's try to extend this chart. So it seems it works, just we have a little bit longer interval of time. I can put shorter interval. But that's the simple implementation. You have embedded device, well, virtualized in this case. You have Azure Stream Analytics job that we also saw, and we have, of course, and consuming service, in this case Power BI, and we are able to have real-time analysis. Well, it is quite simple demo, but we have not much time. I will provide different samples, because I prepared samples also how to use reference data, how to use different kind of outputs like DocumentDB, like of course SQL Server, but it is not possible for 1 hour session to explain everything. We need to have probably 2-3 hours. So thank you very much for the attention, and if you have any questions, I'm available and I'm glad to answer your questions for everything related to Azure Stream Analytics.
Right now I have a major issue with queries, because right now it's really hard to determine the complexity of queries. I would like to know how many virtual streams are created. If I have multiple steps in query,
yeah,
multiple joins, I'm not really sure how many readers will be created on Event Hub. And I often create a query that looks okay, compile, and there's no errors. But when I try to run it, I got errors like maximum numbers of readers on Event Hub X or whatever is
I think that you just reach limitation of IoT Hub or Event Hub. Yeah.
There are maximum 5 readers in resource group, and I'm not sure when I hit it, and I'm going to allow my users to create queries from blogs. So I need to know what steps are required to create environment for my query. If I need more than 5 readers for all those virtual streams that are created in multiple steps, I need to create more than resource group and create 2 inputs to same Event Hub. So I would like to know when should I do it and how many inputs should I create, and right now I have no idea how to approach this.
Well, because it is something that probably we need to consider specifically. Is it possible to send me your queries, and if I'm able to simulate it, probably I can help. I mean that yes, if you have more steps, of course you have more readers, but it is something that, as I mentioned, is not limitation of Azure Stream Analytics. And now I'm not prepared to say how many steps will reach the limit of readers for specific tar of Event Hub or something like this. I can check this, of course. Also regarding to the internal information from the product groups, and to give you general information from one side, but from another side, if you have specific case and send me query, probably I will be able to give you more specific answer for...
My problem is that I'm going to let users create query on the fly, and then I will deploy them for them. So the more blogs I create for my users, and they create their queries from the blogs, I would have to test in live environment all the possible combination of those blogs to be sure that queries are in fact ready to deploy.
I see. I'm not aware exactly now for the numbers, but I will give you my contacts and I will try to summarize this information and to send it to you. Welcome. More questions? So, thank you very much and hope that this information was at least partially useful for you. I mean that this is really something that I use and in general like, so it is not just a presentation for some specific features. I kindly can recommend Azure Stream Analytics for real-time processing, but of course it is up to you to consider if it covers your design. I mean that it should be in the cloud, unfortunately, and from another side you have some cutting edges really, and of course we also need to clarify this kind of multi-step scenarios and limitations. It is something that is good to be described. There is no block, I think, about this, so it is a good idea to write something. So, thank you again.